Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station. I want to thank you today for tuning in. And I hope, pray the Lord will bless you today, speak to your heart. I know He will. He wants to. I tell you, He's a God that knows you. He knows the very signature and thought of your heart. He knows everything about you. He knows if you're receiving His word. He knows if you're pushing it off, you're rejecting it. There's nothing hidden in His sight. And I tell you, He's the Almighty God. He knows all things. And I tell you, I'm so glad to know that I serve a true and living God and that He's in the world today. I know He's living no matter what men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer just the time I need Him. He's always near. Like the song said, He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And I know He lives because He lives within my heart. I know He's alive because He's alive in me. And that's not a boast. It's just when you get saved, He gets alive in you. I tell you, you know it. I tell you, it's an experience that you'll never get over. And I tell you, you just want to share it with the world. You want to share it with your friends and neighbors. You want to see everyone get in. You want to see everybody get saved. I tell you, God gives you that love for souls to be saved and to that people would get in, that they wouldn't miss heaven. I tell you, that's what the love of God's all about. And when you've been born of His love, you love everybody. You don't love people's sins. You don't love the way people do or act sometimes. But I tell you, you love them. You love their souls because you know the importance of it. You know the need of their souls. And you must throw out the lifeline to them. We that are saved, we got a lifeline. And we got to throw it out to those that are lost and they're perishing. They're out on life's sea. They tossed by the waves. And there they are. They just pretty much covered up, about to drown, about to be no more. But we that are saved, we have the witness on the inside. We've got the keys. We have power because we've been born of it. We've been born of His love, and He's given us power to become the sons of God. And well, I tell you, we have the Spirit of the living God inside our souls, and God will use us to be able to rescue them. We can throw out the lifeline to them and tell them of Jesus, who is mighty to save. He's mighty. He's great. And there's nothing too hard for God. He said, is my hand shortened that I cannot save? Is my ear too dull that I cannot hear? Is my eye too dim that I cannot see? The Bible says he's not that way. He is one that's very nigh to them that will be of a broken heart and save as such should be of a contrite spirit. I tell you, if you're calling on Him out of the depths of your soul, He's there. I tell you, He knows. I tell you, He's almighty. He's omnipresent. I tell you, He's one that will save. He will reach you. I tell you, the part is on you. It's not His part. It's not He's not short. It's you that's short. And He comes and He welcomes all that come to salvation. He died for all. He died for the entire world. But the world's not going to be saved. It's only going to be a few. Really, when you look at it, I tell you, according to so many, that's going to miss it all, miss heaven and go to hell. There's going to be a few that's going to be saved because the Bible said that evil deeds will not be reproved. Mankind don't want to live unto God. They want to live unto themselves. They want to serve their own gods, their own idols, and they want to serve themselves. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want no one to tell them how they ought to live. They want to live and go and do and just enjoy pleasure. And that's exactly what was going on in the days of Noah. The Bible said they were just going about eating and drinking, being merry, no doubt, getting drunk, carrying on, and just living unto themselves and thinking everything's all right. But that's not all right. God said violence was upon all the face of the deep. There was violence. There was just a total confusion, no doubt. And that's the time that we're living in today. Mankind just wants to live unto himself. But the Bible said no man lives unto himself, no man dies unto himself. Whether we live or die, we're the Lord's. God is our creator, and if you not saved, yes, God created you, but you're not His son, you're not His child, and you're going to die in sin and go to hell unless you be reconciled to God by the blood of His son, that He can only accept. The sacrifice for sin is the blood of His son, and He died on the cross of Calvary, no doubt many, many years ago. He died for the sins of the world, that all could come unto Him and be saved. If you reject that, you reject His Son, you reject God, and you'll miss it all. But I tell you, if you accept His Son, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, The scripture said, thou shalt be saved. You will be saved if you trust in the true and living God, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given among heaven whereby we all must be saved. It's only through him. Jesus said, I am the door that leads to the sheepfold. He's the only door, the only way, the only truth, the only life is in him. It's not in another man. It's not in another woman. It's not in any type of vital worship. I tell you, it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that supreme sacrifice. He is that holy sacrifice. It was God himself into a human body. God got into a human body that he may taste the death for every man. He may die for our sins. And so God's highly exalted him. That's his son. He highly exalted him. He talked about the book of Hebrews, and he talked about that God is placed upon him. Jesus said, he said, thou hast prepared me a body. He said, oh God, thou hast prepared me a body to die, to become a sacrifice. And God prepared a body for his son to get in. He was a spirit. He was in heaven. I tell you, the Bible said he was right there on the right hand of the Father. That's where he is right now. But the Bible said he was in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Bible said he was with God and was God. And I tell you something, folks, he came. The Bible said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the law, what the law could not do, I tell you, because it was weak. The law couldn't save. The law had no power to save. The law was a schoolmaster. The law was something given that we may know that we were sinners, that we know that we can't do it ourselves, that we needed a Savior. And so the law was given as a schoolmaster, but it could not save us, I tell you, because it was weak. It had no power in that law, but the power is in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said the blood of God's own Son cleanses us from all matter of sin. All sin. He forgives us of all our sin. It's that blood. That's the untainted blood, like one brother said. It's the untainted blood. It's the blood that cleanses the vilest of sinners and makes them clean. There may be someone listening today and say, I'm just too vile. I'm just too wretched. There's no way that God would forgive me. There's no way that I could go to heaven the way that I've lived and the things that I've done. But I tell you, he died for the vilest of sinners. No matter how deep you've gone, no matter what your sin is, no matter who you sinned against, long you had blasphemed the Holy Ghost of God, there is forgiveness for your sin. That God, the Bible said his blood will cleanse deeper than the stain is gone. No matter how deep the stain of sin has gone in your life, he will forgive and he will cleanse. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. He can reach right on down to the lowest of the lowest, and pull them up out of the puckmire sin and place them upon a rock, which is Christ Jesus, and make you a brand new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new to you when you get saved. There's no restraint for the Lord to save by many or by few. And he's there willing and waiting on you. I tell you, as long as you hadn't blasphemed, and I believe the Lord's dealing with your heart, you hadn't blasphemed. But blasphemy is someone that will make a mockery and joke and pretending to be, acting and making fun at a God-called preacher, someone God has really used with the Holy Spirit of God resting upon them and using them and speaking out of them, and you speak out against that. I tell you, there's people that have done that. But I tell you today, that if you're the Lord's dealing with your heart and you want to be saved, you need to come to him. Don't let Satan beat you out. Don't let him lie to you. Don't let him tell you to wait another day. To wait till you get a little bit older, or just wait till tomorrow. Wait till you get to your church and go down to the altar. If the Lord's dealing with you now, this is the time to come. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off to tomorrow, because we don't know what tomorrow may bring. Boast not thyself upon tomorrow, because we do not know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so we're not to boast, and we're not to say we'll do it this day or that day. But as the Holy Spirit bids us come, that's when we come. That's when we come to him. That's when we cast our care upon him. That's when we cast our burden upon the Lord, the burden of sin, all our heaviness, all our sins, all our shortcomings, all our vileness, we bring to Him and cast it down at His feet. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I'm wretched, I'm vile and depraved. I'm not worthy to even come unto You. I'm not worthy to pray unto Thee. But I have a need. I need my soul saved. I know that if I die in my condition, I'm going to go to hell. And Lord Jesus, I pray that You forgive me. Have mercy on me. I know You have power to save. I know, Lord, it's on me. And so I give You my heart, my life, my all in all. I give it all up. I turn my back to the world, my face to Thee. And I'd just really give it all up, Lord, that I might be saved today. If you'll come to Him like that, your heart's broke, you're contrite, you're sorrowful. He's not going to cast you aside. He's not going to push you away. He's not going to turn you away. And like the song says, don't turn Him away. Don't turn Him away. No, no, don't turn Him away. As the Spirit beckons to your heart's door, as He's called you, don't turn Him away. I tell you, we're not promised another day. We're not promised the Lord's mercies to continue with us. God's mercies are renewed every morning. His compassions never fail. But God's Spirit will not always strive with a man. Just like in the first world, Noah there, he preached 120 years. And God said, my Spirit is not always going to strive with a man. And so there's a deadline. There's a time. And there's a time period. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. It's a time for all things. It said it's time to plant. It's time to pluck up that which was planted. It's time to heal. It's a time of all things. Time of love, time of hate, the time of all things He talked about in this world. There's a time for all things, but there is a time for us to be born in this world. And there's a time that we're going to die. It's an appointment that we're all going to meet. It's an appointment of death. We're going to die because there's a sentence of death in us. We were born with this curse because of sin, Adam and Eve sin, and therefore we were born sinners, and therefore we need a Savior. No matter, you may be one that says, well, I'm really not a bad person, and I'm really been good all my life. I've been to church all my life. I was raised in church, and I was taught not to curse. I was taught not to go forth and live into the world, and I've lived a good life. I've lived good morally. I was raised. I've played the piano. I've taught Sunday school. I've done this. I've done that. I've treated my neighbor well the best I knew how. I've gave my money. I've just fasted. I've done all kind of things. But yet, if you've never truly been born again and never really been saved, the Bible said you'll die in sin and go to hell. So I don't want you to be one that thinks that they're justified by good works and thinking because they've tried to live a good moral life that they're justified. That's not so as well. You got to be saved. You got to have your sins forgiven. You were born a sinner. Shame and iniquity in your mother's womb. We go forth speaking lies because of the nature that you've been born of. You've been born of a depraved nature about yourself. There's sin in your members, and you got to have the Lord Jesus. You got to have a Savior. You got to be forgiven of your sins, and you got to come to Him just like you are. And you can't bring your good news and good all that because it's not going to justify you. You got to realize you need help. That's the first step of being saved, realizing you're a sinner, realizing you need help. If you'll do that, if you'll come to Him like that, He's there already. He's ready to save you. His hand is there, open, wide for you. Come unto me. He said, all you weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. He said, come unto me. He said, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's light. I tell you, He carries our burdens. He carried our sorrows. He bore our griefs. He bore our sins. Nobody on the tree died for you and I. He took our place so we wouldn't have to die an awful death. But thank God He died for our sin. He's there, willing and ready to save you. Call Him today. See, my time's come and gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.